Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English. I'm Rob and joining me today is Feifei.
大家好。诶，咱们办公室新来的那位同事听起来挺不错的哈。What about that new guy who started in the office?
Ah, you mean Brian?
Yes, he's very funny. 总给我们讲笑话。昨天他还在办公室给我们表演用橙子玩杂耍。He was very good.
If you say so. He might be funny, though, but I haven't seen him do much work. I think he's a bit of a wild card.
A wild card? Brian 是一只风卡。你的意思是他可能是红桃心儿、方片儿、黑桃或是梅花？哎，什么呀？我不懂。
No, no. Although the expression does come from playing cards, here it means he's unpredictable. He's someone we don't know much about, so we're not sure how he's going to behave in the future.
Oh, do you think so? 原来在英语里，我们可以用 a wild card 来描述一个我们不太了解的、行为不可测的、有未知数的人。这个表达现在也常被用在选秀比赛中，用来描述外卡选手。
Now you've said it, yes, Rob. Brian is unpredictable.
Okay, let's hear some more examples of this phrase.
Jack is too much of a wild card to get a place on our team.
We're taking a gamble. She's a wild card, but let's hope she delivers what she promises.
The wild card in this competition is Chelsea. Nobody really knows which way the score will go.
Right, have you got that? A wild card can describe someone who is unpredictable or who behaves in an unexpected way. But although Brian is a wild card, I wish he'd settle down and do some work instead of joking around all the time.
Hey, 老实说，其实你也挺想像 Brian 这样生活的吧？
Not at all. But, Feifei, what kind of card would you call me?
Oh, Rob, you're my favourite card. You're an ace.
Ace? Gosh, Feifei, you're such a card.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.